From the Say Magazine studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Omaha Nation. Today, we welcome Opleum from Minneapolis and now based in Chicago. Opleum has built an international following with his innovative alternative sound. He's joining us to talk about his powerful new release, Serotonin Soldier, Part 1, the first chapter of his ambitious double album, arriving this October. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. Your two-hour musical journey starts now. We're taking off from Chicago. Get ready. Here's Opleum. Soul can't be bought.
I rode the wheels till the wheels came off. And when they came off, all I saw was love. All I saw was love. All I saw was love. And it was all there was. And it was all enough. Once the drugs wore off, 'cause the drugs always wore off. You can keep the gold, you can keep the stuff. All the trinkets turn, they all turn to dust. All those years I felt so stuck, really just begun, saw that rising sun.
Was Opleum. He's going to be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. Here's Yellow Turtle from Boogie and the Beat. I'm Larry Kay, and we are Indigenous in Music.
celebration. Yeah, what me done?
For the earth, let's dance for the moon, dance for the sun, or just dance for you. Let's dance for the land, and dance for the rivers, dance for your brothers, dance for your sisters.
And the beat goes on and on. Show me your style.
Feel the earth's vibration. As we dance for the nation. For every generation.
It's the first time I see you dance. It's the first time I see you smile. The beat goes on and on. Yeah, what me done?
That's music from the North Stars. Show me your style. All right, the Johnnies.
Namoya, namoya me.
It's brand new. Charlie needs braces. Who would have thought? All right, down to Miami. Here's Elastic Bond. Not a Moss. I'm Larry K. Let's head on down to Tucson, Arizona. Music now from Gabriel Ayala. This is Siva Anya. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. was music from Nortet Collective. If you missed part of today's show, you always can visit us where we hang 24/7, 365, indigenousandmusic.com. You're welcome to stop by. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back. And when we return, our guest, Opium from Chicago, will be in the spotlight. We'll be right back. Ready to take your music and story to the next level? Visit the new Indigenous in Music Directory, built to celebrate and connect Indigenous artists everywhere. Be seen, be heard, and become a part of the first ever directory designed just for you. The fire is lit, the circle is growing, and we're making history together. It all starts at IndigenousInMusicDirectory.com. We are the music makers, bringing the medicine that you need and makes you feel good. It all starts at IndigenousInMusic.com. Flying high above Turtle Island, bring us with you. We're on the go. Catch us however you stream. We are IndigenousInMusic.com. I'm Larry Kay, and welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight interview. Today, we're excited to welcome the incredible talented Opium. Over the past decade, he's been redefining Indigenous music by blending alternative rock, Native Americana, into his signature, the Alter Native Sound. Today, we'll dive into his brand new album, Serotonin Soldier, Part 1, and explore the stories behind the music. Ladies and gentlemen, it's his first visit into our spotlight. Let's welcome Opium. How you doing, Opium?
Hey, how's it going? Great to be here.
Good. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
How's Chicago treating you?
Chicago's treating me well. It's a really beautiful day here. Nice mid-70s, nice breeze today. So
nice.
Can't complain. It's feeling good here.
Yeah. How's the album doing since the release?
Yeah, the album's doing pretty good. It's gotten some good streaming, and we've released a music video. And so a lot of kind of the feedback has been on the visuals and just kind of getting the fire stoked. It's kind of the intro project to a larger project.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's going about as good as I expected it could go. It's just kind of the early rollout of kind of getting all the algorithms going.
And
unfortunately, that's how a lot of things are working these days, but it seems to be going good. It seems to be getting a lot of play online and some radio in Canada and the US. So yeah.
Sweet. Well, congratulations on the release. Nice.
Thank you.
Good work. Thank you so much. What inspired this project, and why did you decide to release it as a double album?
Yeah, so I think a lot of what kind of inspired the concept behind Serotonin Soldier is just kind of the current internet-based reality that I think a lot of people are finding themselves in, where, you know, we've been kind of sold the story of interconnectedness through the internet, and you know, the technology and all of these kind of new developments are going to bring us so much happiness, and they're going to bring us so much interconnectedness. But what's kind of happening is the opposite, you know, and I think a lot of people are kind of in this dysphoria state, a little bit of wanting that interconnection and wanting that
Sure.
community, but we're kind of getting bogged down kind of in the internet negativity and all that kind of stuff. So the album is kind of a concept of using music and using our greater knowledge, our older wisdom, to kind of bring us through these times. And for me personally, it's like that medium is music. And so the album is just really my own personal kind of using medicine or music as a medicine, but also trying to, I guess, encapsulate the whole project as kind of a form of medicine to people, that there is ways to kind of separate yourself, I think, from a lot of what we're being told or taught or being talked about on a daily basis. And so, yeah, Serotonin Soldier to me is kind of like, it's kind of got two dimensions. It's like my own personal kind of journey inward. And over the last couple of years, just stopping drinking and finding more practice in like meditation practices and being out in nature and going canoeing and fishing and focusing more on how to cultivate kind of internal happiness and internal wealth and kind of separating from just a lot of the kind of dogma and negative stuff that's going on in our world. So yeah, that's kind of the two levels of the album. It's kind of like I'm trying to push a narrative out in the world, but it also is about a lot of personal healing and inward stuff.
Nice. Good words. Now the title, Serotonin Soldier, immediately it catches your attention. What do you hope listeners will take away from it?
What we're in now, I guess, what my opinion is, we're kind of in like a little bit of a spiritual warfare moment or kind of like a fight for our consciousness. And so the soldier part of it is kind of like staying true to your truth, you know what I mean? And your consciousness and you as an individual. And that, you know, kind of the situation we found ourselves in this world is that we do kind of have to fight for our consciousness. We have to fight for our spirit. And so, yeah, that's kind of my overall takeaway. Sure. If I could give people a message to leave with is that, you know, we have our consciousness, we have our spirituality, but there are times where we have to define that. We have to decide what we want to give energy to, what we want to fight for. And we can't just act like, you know, oh, the world is being controlled by these billionaires and there's all this crazy stuff going on the internet. And why is this always happening to us? And the world is so bad, when it's like we as individuals also do play a part in like how we not combat the world, but how we approach the world, you know, and like, do we decide to join this group or do we, you know, fight this group, you know? And I think a lot of being an artist has a lot to do with that. And so I think artists are kind of like intrinsically linked to the people in that way, that it's like, it is based on decisions. You know, it's not just like, oh, we just make music because we want to make money and we want to do this. It's like being an artist is a very like intentional, who do you want to fight for and who do you represent? And so I guess that's kind of what I would like for people to see in it. But
sure. Now the full Serotonin Soldier album arrives Indigenous Peoples Day this October. Are you excited? And I can see you're getting ready. Still working, right? Part two?
Yeah, no, I'm working all day and night basically on the second album. So I self-produce everything. I do all the editing. I do all the tracking, pretty much all the instrumentation except for, I think, some keys and some drums and some bass. So all the guitar lead parts, rhythm parts. The first album, all the key parts too. I self-produce most of it. I work with some engineers too that help me edit at different times. But yeah, no, I pretty much just do all of the editing, all the production myself. So for the next 4 weeks, yeah, I'm pretty much in production mode and every day I'm getting in the studio. And luckily it's a pretty short drive from where I live in Chicago. So yeah, I've been in there as much as I possibly can and trying to get it finished up.
Well, you put together some good mixes. You sure do that.
Thank you.
Opium, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can find me on Instagram or Facebook. That's probably the easiest ways to communicate, or through Gmail.
All right. You're tuned in to Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay and Opium. He is currently featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. And his new album is out, Serotonin Soldier Part 1. And you can visit us on our homepage at indigenousinmusic.com to listen to this interview and read all about them. Thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous in Music Spotlight. Great to have you on and give us an update on your new album. Good stuff.
Thank you, Niawa.
Yes, and stay in touch. Any new updates, any developments that are happening in the future, let me know. I'll blast them for you.
Sounds good.
All right. We're going to play you a track from his new album. Here is Paint Yourself. That was Paint Yourself from Opium off his new album, Serotonin Soldier, Part 1. In case you're just tuning in, Opium was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Check one.
Summer's day. Cuando quise parar a descansar in a big field of tall grass. Me acosté ahí en el sol and felt it caressing my face. Me dormí y soñé. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie and that I was the star of the movie. Esto me sacó de onda, the fact that me, a knotty, dread, long-haired Chicano, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain Kings. I stood high up on a mountaintop, naked to the world, enfrente it. Every kind of girl, there was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, negras, flacas, gordas, crazy ones. Out of the middle came a lady. She whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, to myself, ¿qué será esto? ¿Me estoy oliendo loco? ¿O será solo un sueño? Now I know I'm lying here in a field of grass somewhere, so it's all in my head. Entonces, I heard her say one more time, my back as she disappeared, but soon she'd return. Volvió con una botella de vino en la mano y en la otra un mazo. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. Just before she drank it, she said,
Spill That Wine. B-side players from L.A. Hey, right now, if you want to get a hold of me, feel free to email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll email you back. Hook us up. Let me know where you're at. Also, hook us up on LinkedIn. Larry Knutson, the Ho-Chunk, Omaha. Ponka. Don't forget the punkas. All right, Axel Krieger. This is Jan Ken Pond. I'm Larry K. We are indigenous in music. Yeah. That's music from Axel Kreiger, John Ten Pong. We're going to take a short break. Short pit stop. We'll be right back. The Indigenous music industry finally has a home of its own. The new Indigenous in Music directory is now live, connecting artists, bands, labels, media, festivals, and fans from across Turtle Island. Explore the directory and become a member, and let the world discover your voice. Our circle is hot, and it's time to jump in. It all starts at indigenousandmusicdirectory.com.
You found us and hooked us up. Indigenous in Music Radio Show is available anywhere you hear your podcast. Indigenous in Music with Larry K is on the go.
Jump on. We're heading way south down to El Salvador. Music now from Fibre Amarilla. Taking you back, way back, Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Estoy muy solo. Y pienso en ti. El tiempo ha pasado. Las noches me agobian, todo ha cambiado, como una obsesión, estás en mis sueños. Me desespero.
Deseos, habrá mucho amor.
That's music from Nortec, Bostich, and Fusible. Punta Banda. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. If you missed part of today's show, you can find us where we hang 24/7, 365, indigenousinmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.